Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ball game, pregame, 27 minutes away. We're going to go fairly quick this segment and get to Dara. Dara is in the house. She has a number of items for us. Adam and Dara, you both can guess on this since Lindsay and I have seen the story. Members of a wedding party spend an average of how much? This is members of the wedding party itself on the gifts, the travel, and attire for the wedding. Okay? The wedding also, but they're also including if maybe a little bachelor or bachelorette party. Right, so that
this is per individual or combined.
No,
so it's what per the average.
Turn that mic on, dear.
We're doing over under.
We're now making it official. You are now in charge of your mic.
Finally.
You are now in charge. 5 years. This is your 5 year. Yeah. You have to turn your
mic. You got a shout out at the all staff meeting for 5 years. Aww. Here. Yes.
I told her.
Did I get a pen?
$5,000, but
did
she had to be there.
Pen?
Yeah, exactly.
I want a pen.
What's your guess?
$1,700.
$1,700. Adam Carter.
I think that's low. I'm going to say $3,000.
I actually didn't look, so I can't.
Okay,
I just saw the headline.
Yeah.
$2,400.
$728.
Womp, womp, womp.
$700.
I've been going to really expensive weddings.
I'm inviting you guys.
Lame weddings are these people
for
in.
I think it's the maid of honor at the destination wedding probably spends $10,000, and then the brother at the Justice of the Peace probably spends $40. So it all averages out.
Yeah, we should have broken it down for the maid of honor, Adam. And the best man, right? How much more money does that individual spend? Yeah. Right?
So just to recap real quick, I went to a bachelorette party. I went to a bachelor party. That did happen once.
Yeah,
but I went
baby.
To a bachelorette party in Nashville. There were, I think, if I can remember quickly, 19 women in one house. No lie, that bachelorette party cost me close to $2,000.
Even with the 19 women in
yes.
one place?
Just the and bachelorette party?
I don't speak to the bride anymore.
I lost a good friend forever because I refused to fly to rural Ontario and then camp for a week. It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, some of the folks, like there was I saw a gender reveal because it's not far the other day, and I clicked on, I forgot to get to it on air, so we'll get to it now, involving an alligator.
I saw several of those. People are crazy.
Involving a bleeping alligator.
With a watermelon full of food coloring, and then the alligator is going to chomp the watermelon, and that was going to be the surprise. The whole thing is a surprise. Also, did you hear that then the alligator went to attack the family?
No, I did. I saw the headline.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I mean...
You know what?
There are poor ideas, and then
Carter,
there are very poor ideas.
If you're bringing the alligator in for a gender reveal, you deserve to be attacked by the alligator. Honestly. Hey, here he is. I'm petting him. This is great. We're having a boy. What about this? Marin, California is now going to require sexual harassment training for the students. The teachers have complained that some of the students have crossed the line, Dara, so they're now going to require the students to go through sexual harassment training.
You know, I am a product of the New York City public schools, and I think that's fine because I have heard some things come out of the mouths of some high school students towards some female teachers that were not appropriate, and that should happen.
Carter, high school, you think it should happen? Now, the comeback's going to be, of course, it's California, you're going to do everything. But high school today, there's a lot of kids who are going to lip off, be obnoxious. We're in a greater awareness. Should at some point, fairly early in the year.
Well, I know you hate this term, but it's teachable moments
teachable. Oh, my God.
For kids in high school.
Get the alligator!
All right, so you're not going to like this story either, but I was a class mom at a lake day situation with my kids' 3-4 class, And there was a fourth grade boy who was hollering very inappropriate things at some girls at a canoe. And so he and I had a big, I was like, that's inappropriate. You're like, that's, you don't talk to women that way. And this is how it makes them feel and all these things. And so we had a, we just had, got into it on the lake path. And
will,
that was,
will high school boys pay any attention to this training? Will it just be something for the school to check the box, or will they, will it actually have an effect?
I think if you do it correctly and you let people know that, like, this hurts people's feelings, and you, you know, you should, these are people that, I mean, empathy is the biggest thing. If you can somehow get in there and make people understand that this makes people feel scared and it makes people feel bad, then I think you could do it.
18-year-old Adam Carter, pitch framing Adam Carter. And there's sexual harassment training that your senior year. You paying attention?
18, yes. 14 or 15, no.
Different deal.
And now it's time for some Twin Cities culinary talk with two foodies. One actually knows what they're talking about. The other just does it to be pretentious.
What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Bringing her expert opinion, it's Minneapolis St. Paul food critic, Dara.
Here she is, Dara, in the house. Okay, we were talking about this a little off air a couple weeks ago, but Lenny Russo and the place, the new hotel in Wayzata, the very hot, trendy Wayzata, which for years and years was a wasteland. There wasn't anything in Wayzata food-wise other than Gianni's. And just my opinion, Gianni's is overpriced. That's just my view.
Sunsets, you wear your boat shoes, sunsets, and you spend $1,000 on brunch.
No, I thought it stunk.
It did.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop anyone from going.
Yeah, well, now it's teeming with people. So, talk about what's going on with the hotel and what this means.
This is the biggest shock of my year so far. Lenny Russo called me up and said, I've taken it on the Landings, which is this fancy schmancy, like $65 million development in the edge of Wayzata. And I'm bringing back Heartland starting May 10th. So he took over the food service. They're going to do what they're doing for a bit. They're going to close the first week. They're going to close the first week in May, come back May 10th, and it's going to be basically Heartland. The menu is indistinguishable.
Are they calling it Heartland?
No, they're calling it 925. They're staying with the name 925. But okay, if you look at the menu, if you've been to Heartland, which was so
great,
persnickety about everything had to be within 300 miles, and it was really groundbreaking. I think that people maybe have this idea that, like, farm to table is kind of obvious. Like, you just get things from local farms. Like, no, you have to reverse engineer dish after dish after dish and try to figure out, like, what does cassoulet mean if you're making it here? And what does, what is a stuffed pasta that's really local in Minnesota in March? What does that mean? And so he had to... he's been just persnickety, pain in the neck kind of guy, just really doing a lot of deep thinking about what it means to cook from here. And this menu is it's Heartland. It's coming back.
Which should be extraordinarily good news for people on that side of town, because unfortunately, a lot of people, whether it's St. Paul to West or West to St. Paul, would say they wouldn't go. Heartland, if you didn't go, you missed out on a fantastic place. So this will add to it.
Do you think the people of, Stillwater and St. Paul, would you go and have a romantic weekend and stay at a hotel in Wayzata? Because that's like 2 hours at that point.
Well, I don't know if it's quite 2 hours.
Traffic.
Trust me.
You got to get through downtown.
I've made that drive 1,000 times.
How long is it to get from Stillwater?
Well,
to Wayzata?
Okay, so I live in Plymouth.
Yeah.
To get to lovely Lakeland Shores, where our family has a place, it's 45 to 50 minutes.
Oh, you think it's only 45 minutes?
No,
somebody text.
I don't think.
Stillwater to Wayzata, 45 minutes?
Dara, I've made this drive 10,000 times.
All
I've
right.
lived in Plymouth, and we've got a family place there since 1973. So I've made it endless amounts of times.
It takes me half an hour to get from uptown to Wayzata. So
that's
because
there's more traffic in uptown.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I mean, now, listen, if you're going rush hour, it's a different situation. But yeah, from Plymouth to Lakeland Shores, right? And so Lakeland Shores is you're going to the Hudson Bridge and you take a right for 5 minutes. To Stillwater, you go take a left and you go 7 minutes, right? But then if you come in that way from Plymouth, you can take 36 and cut right in there. So, yeah, Stillwater to Wayzata, an hour even with rush hour. So whether people do that, that's a good question. You know, and there's
because you could go to Bellacore, which is so wonderful. And now you, and starting on May 10th, you could go to this recreated Heartland, which is going to be 9:25.
Yeah,
that's to me. That's now it's suddenly a food destination, a getaway. It's a romantic getaway.
I finally went to Bellacore for the bakery and picked up a couple items. Phenomenal.
It's I mean, out of this world.
Lives up to everything you've told me.
And it's just regular price. People have been writing me and be like, it's the same price as Starbucks, but it's much better. It's like, exactly.
Not even close to Starbucks. It's so much better.
Oh, it's world class. I mean, but it is, it's the same, it's normal prices.
Yeah.
It's not like you
it's not
get
crazy.
The, you know, it's not like a $17 croissant. It's the same, you know, $3 croissant you get anywhere, except that it's amazing.
Okay. So we're 10 minutes away from the Twins pregame show on opening day, which is great to have back on CCO. There's going to be a food preview for the Twins on Monday, and all the media is going to cover it. Maybe even Lindsay might head over there. So we don't know yet, right? But here's some of your items on a wish list, which you love to see the Twins add. I think the Twins have done a great job on the food. I don't know.
The media previews irritate me because they don't tell you what's going to be there, and then you get there and it's like, oh, Kem Herbeck put another thing on the Bloody Mary, which is like great, but it's like, you know, I want a new thing.
But I hated the Bloody Mary thing. I mean, the pizza and the Bloody Mary. But
that's what I mean. It's not a new thing. Like, I want a new thing.
But I'm saying compared to the other sports teams in town, there's no comparison. The Twins are so much better.
But then I got to looking on the internet at what they have in Baltimore.
Oh yeah.
They live large, I'll tell you what.
So let's go over some of the items you'd like. A fancy hot chocolate. Okay? Now, what are we going to do with that fancy hot chocolate by the time we get to June, July, and August?
No, I think you just have a hot cart that comes out when it's 46 degrees or under 48, whatever. You make a cutoff because it gets cold. I think they should have a hot cart that just comes out when it's cold, because why can't we?
All-Star Game was 2014 here.
Yep.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
It was July.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in. Bring the cart out. I want some spiked cider.
Well, I mean, would you have cider there too?
Yes. I would do hot chocolate, fancy cider. I would have an option for spiking it if you want to. But I mean, I really want some, when it's cold, I want to put my hands around something that
is
warm.
That's fair. Okay. You want more stuff on a hot dog. Now, one of their signature places, which I love, is Kramarczyk's, a place that
you love, right,
with the peppers and the onions and the mustard. And they've got all the hot dog places. You want even more stuff on hot dogs.
I want a signature chili. I want a chili dog. Every chef in the Twin Cities is doing crazy things with hot dogs. They're putting bacon around them, and they're piling them up high with stuff. Why? I want a ballpark experience that goes a little farther.
Sundays. Okay, the ballpark has Sundays. You want even crazier Sundays, or what do you want?
I want them more fleeting. I want there to be a reason to go. I want there to be just like you can only get strawberry and cream Sundays in June, or you can only get blueberry in August. Like, I'd like there to be.
So it's like a month theme that you're going, and if you go that, you're not going to get a certain Sunday that might be for June and July. If you're there in May, it's seasonal.
It's the only time to get it.
All right. I like that idea. Okay. Guest beers. They've added another place this year. I remember Dave telling me about this. I think they've added even 12 to 15 more tap beers. You want kind of more beers that are in for a short period of time?
Yes. I want a reason to go. I want to have that feeling of like, oh, I could go and get a cheap seat on a, you know, Tuesday afternoon kind of game. But I'm going to go because there's only time I'm going to be able to try this one beer. And that will push me over the edge and it'll make an additional fun reason, and it would give some of the and I think there should be local beers, of course. And then
it would give
local brewers like a little pop of getting in front of people and showing something special, because they can do so many things that are just a one keg or a one barrel, you know, fermentation. Just do an experiment, do something fun.
It's a smart idea, especially because if you've seen the hype that those special events get at specific breweries, if the Twins did it, there'd be a line for it for sure.
Yeah, I want, you know, it's kind of a, I want the reason to go. I want it to be more of an event.
How many games have you gone to?
that I didn't have to go to for work.
How many?
Like zero.
Okay,
you
but
me?
See, they've done a magnificent job of that. That's what caused people to go for 4 years. Hang on. That's what caused people to go for 4 years when they were horrible because of the atmosphere and the fun and the food options. Again, I'm no house man for the Twins. If in the next 3-4 days the Twins are playing well, I'm going to rip them. It doesn't matter to me. But when we're talking about the food, the cocktail, the concourse, the atmosphere, they're killing everybody else in town.
I agree with everything you're saying. Well, killing everybody else in town.
Not close.
They don't have rival other major league ball teams.
No, no.
Yes,
they do. They have the Vikings. They have the Timberwolves. They have the Wild. They have the U of M. Those are their competitors. They're by far the best in town, and it's not close.
Is that true? That they're rival. I mean, I thought that like the whole point is that they all have different seasons, and that you the Vikings only have 13 home games. So how is it that they're you consider them to be like head to head hot dog rivals?
No,
like I'm going to get a hot dog at the Vikings or a hot dog at Twins.
They're economic rivals for how much money you're going to spend. Okay, am I going to go to the Twins game? Am I going to go to the Vikings game? Am I going to go to the Gopher games? Even though they're not at the time, they are still fighting those teams for some of the same money.
That was very interesting. I did not have that perspective at all. I thought they just kind of take turns.
Seasonally, they do, but for the money. Last thing, and then we got to let you go because we're running up against the Twins pregame show. Jenny from up top wants to know what's going on with the old Rosa Cantina.
The Rosa Cantina, you mean Rosa Mexicana in City Center?
I think that's what she means, yeah.
Oh, it's now it's called Steakhouse or something. It's another giant chain steakhouse.
Should that place be more of a unique place versus a chain?
It's got a huge footprint. That's a space that used to be Chi-Chi's. So it's got a lot of stuff working against it. It doesn't have free parking. It's an enormous space. They want a lease that someone can guarantee for 10 years. So I don't know. You know, I wouldn't put – if I was a betting woman, I wouldn't put money on that being there in 10 years. But we'll see.
Got to go. Thank you. Dara, check her out. The regular show Saturday, 11 a.m. The Twins are moments away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.